Okay. This is Vinny from Anathema Rock Radio, Tanger in Bulgaria, but I don't have an angry voice, you know. Is this okay?
Yeah, but try it again with an angry voice, please.
No, I can't do an angry voice.
Yeah, do it.
This is Vinny from Anathema Rock Radio, Tanger. I can't be angry.
Да, но това беше доста отдавна. Много вода изтече от тогава. Сега директна телефонна линия с Париж и самия Вини. Hey, Vinny, hello, how are you?
I'm fucking angry!
Yeah, about what?
Yeah, no, you know, I'm not angry. I just thought that, you know, last time you spoke to me, I was not angry enough.
Actually, it's not the last time. That was back in 2001. And ever
wow.
since, yeah, yeah, we know each other for years, man.
My God, mm-hmm. how time flies.
Yeah, but you are bloody angry now, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just one angry mother.
Говорихме си за това, той каза последния път, като говорихме, аз не бях гневен, но сега съм гневен. Всъщност припомних му, че този запис е правен през далечната 2001, той каза времето лети страхотно много. So what is the weather like up there in Paris?
Shit!
Really?
It's quite English, actually. It's looking English outside, but I don't know, it's still charming as ever. Paris, it's a beautiful place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People say that it smells a bit, you know, on the underground and stuff, but you've got to ignore that.
I'm
an Englishman at home, I'm making a cup of tea at the moment, so I guess that's okay.
Времето е отвратително в момента в Париж, пълен шит, но пък в същото време времето е английско, но освен това, както знаете, чара на Париж е страхотен. Много хора казват, че доста вони, особено в метрото, но човек трябва да приеме тези неща. Аз като истински англичанин сега вкъщи пие кафе. I mean, I started with talking about the weather in Paris, not because I don't know what to ask you, or I am typical British, but simply because your new album is called Weather Systems. I want to ask you what it's all about, but why is there anything particular behind the title?
Yeah, it's connected to our internal storms, you know, our internal weather systems, if you like, you know, the things, the storms of the mind, the things you have to go through in life and kind of protect yourself against.
Mm-hmm. Вопросът беше... Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
And yeah, just a few of the songs are connected to that metaphor, and the whole album kind of grew out of those few songs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Също така, защо албумът се казва Weather Systems? Защото започнахме да си говорим за климата и времето в Париж, не толкова защото аз съм англичанин или защото просто нямам какво друго да го питам, а защото албумът се казва така. Той каза, започнахме от тази метафора, защото албумът общо взето говори за вътрешните бури, климатични състояния в нашите души. Много от песните всъщност въртят тази метафора. Припомням ви, че четвъртото парче е за светкавиците, Lightning Song, Sunlight за слънцето номер 5, също така The Storm Before the Calm под номер 6, Internal Landscapes, изобщо един много интересен албум. I am like trying to get information and to remember within all the albums, it's been basically Danny and you writing the material. Who is to be blamed for the writing credits this time on this new particular album?
Again, mostly Danny to begin with, and John's done one song as well. But what how it works is I will finish the songs. You know, Danny will bring it to me, and John will bring it to me, and I'll finish it. So between the three of us, between Danny, John, and myself, we get it done.
Mm-hmm.
But we also had Christa André Sederberg to work with this time out, who's an amazing producer, a good friend, really great guy, and it's a perfect partnership, you know, to make albums with this guy. So we'll do that many times in the future, I believe.
Попитах го какъв е бил механизмът по правенето на този нов албум на Anathema, защото в предишните като чили основно всъщност се е намесвал неговия брат Дари. Винсент каза, всъщност горе-долу отново може да се каже, че до голяма степен той започваше нещата, но аз ги завършвах. Всъщност начина по който процедирахме е, че Дани наистина даваше една идея, но не само той, също така и Джон, И двамата ми даваха, става дума за Джон Дъглас, разбира се, а пък аз ги довършвах. Този път обаче може да се каже, че имахме и много сериозна помощ от нашия фантастичен продуцент, с който работехме по този албум. Казвали сме ви неведнъж. Това е един норвежец, който се казва Кристер Рандре Кадерберг. Той много ни помогна и мисля, че това е перфектният начин, по който работим като екип и ще продължим да работим по този начин. The album so far is getting absolutely fantastic reviews, and I had the chance to talk to your brother Jamie, who was in Sofia like two or three weeks ago with the Fates yeah. Warning show. And he was absolutely amazingly excited about what is happening in Anathema, and even told me that you guys have already the new album in your minds. I'm not asking you. I'm not going to ask you about this new one yet. But the thing is, are you as much excited as he is?
Yeah, I mean, more so, if probably because I don't know. It's so. Rewarding to have made this record. It's it really feels like another milestone album, you know, and it's it encourages you to move forward and to do something better. I mean, immediately after finishing this record, I was on the phone to Danny and discussing with him how which songs we've got, which ideas we've got for the next one, how we want to take things forward, what it's going to sound like, and yeah, we already know that the band is progressing and expanding its sound in all kinds of directions. This album's great, but I know we're going to get better in the future. We have to.
Както вероятно сте забелязали и самите вие, този нов албум на Anathema, така както излиза сега в понеделник, получава наистина изключително фантастични, много положителни рецензии. Когато имах възможност да се срещна с третия брат от Anathema, именно басиста Джейми Кавана, който беше тук в София на шоуто на Fates Warning и работеше с тях, всъщност той каза, че е изключително щастлив, вдъхновен, окуражен и дори всъщност вече мисля за следващия албум. Попитах Вини така ли е. Той каза, работата е там, че докато правехме албума, ние осъзнавахме, че правим един наистина забележителен албум, нов крайъгълен камък, който ще изпрати нашата група в следващото ниво. В момента, в който го завършихме, вече говорих с брат ми Дани по телефона за това всъщност как ще развием тази неща и в бъдеще нашия звук, нашата обща концепция и звучере, нашата музика, и съм сигурен при всички случаи следващият ни албум ще бъде много още по-добър. You told us about how it was functioning in terms of creating the songs, writing them, etc. But what is amazing here is that you do have lots of sounds. So it's interesting to know who is mainly responsible for arranging the songs.
I would say it's down to me, Danny and John. I do a lot of the arrangements, but then there's different elements to our music. We have an orchestra now, which we're using a lot. So we work with a guy called Dave Stewart on that.
Is it the same Dave Stewart of Eurythmics?
No, it's a different Dave Stewart, actually.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's equally as talented. And he's been working with, you know, Stephen Wilson over the past few years, and that's how we got to know him.
Mm-hmm.
So and the electronic side of things comes from me and John. Danny writes a lot of stuff that's kind of on the piano. I do a lot of kind of the soundscapes, that kind of thing. And we all kind of put the arrangements together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Really.
So it's more like a collaboration between Danny, John and myself. And we, of course, the orchestra now as well is also part of our sonic colors, you know.
Много любопитен въпрос е, че преди малко говорихме за това как на практика функционира в момента машината Anathema като създаване на звук, но любопитно беше предвид факта, че споменахме темата и идеята, че сега звучат още по-сложно, по-комплексно като и по-плътно и многопластово като звук. На практика любопитно е как функционира това на ниво аранжименти. Вини каза, извинявам се, отново действаме и тримата заедно. Аз, брат ми Даниел, също така и нашият китарист, клавирист и перкусионист Джон Дъглас. Но любопитното е, че този път използваме и един човек, който аранжира нещата за оркестър, защото имаме звуци от оркестър, казва се Дейв Стюарт, но това не е Дейв Стюарт от Eurythmics, разбира се. Той работи през последните години с Стивен Уилсън от Porcupine Tree и така се запознахме с него. Иначе аз правя повече от тези звукови пейзажи. Дани работи на пиано, аз работя с електроника и така нататък. What is interesting now, talking about music, is that how do you actually compose the music? By notes and mathematical structures, or the idea comes first and then you put it on paper, let's say?
It's a subconscious thing. You know, you repeat something over and over to yourself, and it slowly it starts to reveal itself to you, and you kind of in control over it a little bit, but you also have to know when to take your hands off the wheel, mm-hmm. to listen and feel it. And when you feel it right, it kind of tells you what it wants to be. The song itself almost is leading you somewhere, and from there, I guess it's a process of staying as true to that inner sort of vision as you can. You know, a lot of our music is instinct. It's pure. It's kind of it's very direct. You know, that's why it's not really mathematical, and there's not too many time signature changes or complicated things.
Mm-hmm.
I think our music's very very flowy. You know, in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Въпросът беше такъв, предвид факта, че говорим естествено за музиката. Любопитно, как композирате всъщност? Като пишете ноти, математически структури или първо, или как всъщност? Вири каза, появява се подсъзнателно нещо, след което си го повтаряш, непрекъснато си го повтаряш, развиваш го. Много важно е да осъзнаеш кога трябва да пуснеш волара, за да оставиш нещата да се развият по чистия и инстинктивен начин. При нас няма сложни смени на темпа и така нататък, но всъщност музиката при нас е чиста и инстинктивна и това е много важно. I heard that some composers say they see colors. What is your overall call feeling about this record? Is it blue like the cover?
It's multicolored, but I see our music as dimensional. I see it as space. So if anything, it's like our music. I see our music as a horizon, and I see the whole album as a panorama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a whole panorama. Each horizon has its own space and has its own colors, but that's how I see it. I see it as a kind of dimension.
Как някои композитори, между другото, вероятно и вие сте чували, твърдят, че когато слушат музика или когато композират музика, виждат цветове. Какво е неговото лично усещане цветово, свързано с албума? Попитах го дали е синьо като обложката на албума. Вокалистът на Anathema каза: аз го виждам по-скоро като хоризонт, като панорама, като пространство го възприемам, като space, и всяка песен има отделен хоризонт и друго пространство. Виждам го като многоцветно. Усещането ми е многоцветно. Speaking of which, what is your favorite season of the year?
Summer.
Okay.
It has to be. Mm-hmm. I love them all, actually, for different reasons. But to be honest with you, I'm from a place where you have really shitty weather most of the year. So I'm enjoying. At the moment, I live in Paris, and the summers are nice, and I prefer that. But it's probably just a reaction to being born in the north of England, where it always rains.
Mm-hmm. Попитах го кой е най-любимият му сезон в годината в тази връзка, защото дали цветовете са пряко зависими от това. Дари каза, че лятото, и всъщност може би това е реакция, самия факт, че живее сега в Париж, е реакция на факта, че съм роден в северната част на Англия, където цветовете обикновено са сиви, мрачни или кафяви заради лошото време, но всъщност обичам всички сезони. Actually, the first and last time you played in Bulgaria was in a year and a half ago, and now yeah. we can see that there's been a very important, or not so important, you would say, lineup changes, lineup change. Les Smith is not in your band anymore. I heard that he wants to concentrate on his family, but who is taking his place now?
Daniel Cardoso from Portugal.
Mm-hmm. The same guy that did. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, multi-instrumental. He plays the drums really, really well. Fucking awesome drummer. So, this guy is, this is a part of our family now, you know. We absolutely love the guy.
Има една основна промяна в личния състав на Anathema от онзи знаменит концерт, първи и последен за сега в тяхната история тук в България, зала България на 20 ноември 2010. Това е Les Smith. Няма го, кой е на негово място, един португалец Даниел Кардосо, който е фантастичен барабарист и всъщност е част от нашето семейство, ние се познаваме от доста отдавна. Кардосо is the guy that actually recorded the latest studio album by Anneke van Hirsbergen. Who seems to be very close to the Anathema family, so it seems that there is a vicious circle there.
Yeah, there is. We have our inner family and our outer family, our extended family, mm-hmm. and Daniel Cardoso is part of it, so is Anneke van Giersberg, and so is Petter Carlsen, so is Christa Sederberg. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a wonderful thing to have people that you know you're kind of going to have close relationships throughout your, not just your career, but your life, really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be funny to reach, I hope that we reach 70 years old and I can talk with Annika and Daniel about our experiences, you know, when in music.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we're still making music at that time. It's going to be interesting.
Okay. Всъщност този нов техен барабарист Даниел Кардосо е същият, който е записвал новия студиен албум на Анеке Иван Хирсбархен, този, който излезе през януари тази година. Всъщност вие очевидно сте едно семейство. Той каза, да, естествено, ние сме семейство, защото дали са трима братия вътре, което освен всичко има и още едно по-широко семейство. В тях са и Петър Карлсен, норвежецът, който откри концертът на Anathema тук в зала България. Също така и този новият норвежец, който продуцира този нов албум. Ние сме много щастливи от това и се радявам, когато старем на 70 години да си говорим с Ареке, ей, какви страхотни неща правихме на времето, а също така всъщност и да продължим да правим музика заедно. There are much more female voices on this brand new album. Am I wrong?
No, it's Lee. It's Lee Douglas. She started to sing more with us. She's in the band full time now, and her voice is so natural to us, and it's very important as well that she's our sister, you know. It's perfect, really. And she's such a cool person to have around. You know, Vasila, she's actually probably the most rock and roll person on tour these days, you know. She drinks and and is up late and all of that, and we need that. She's good for our image.
Все повече женски гласове всъщност в този албум се усещат. Греша ли? Той каза, това е Ли Дъглас, която всъщност вече е пълноправен член на групата. Хубавото е, че тя е нашата сестра, но трябва да ви кажа, че от цялата група и всъщност от всички нас тя е най-рок-н-рол човека, защото кърка най-много по време на турнета, освен това си ляга последа. По принцип не винаги е лесно човек да бъде близо до нея. Please tell me, there is a very interesting intro on Internal Landscape, which sounds to be part of a movie or something. What is that?
It's a documentary movie made in 1981. Mm-hmm. The song itself, Internal Landscapes, is inspired by this story. We found the documentary filmmaker, and we found the guy who was telling the story. He's still alive. He's in America. He must be 80-something years old. He had this incredible experience, and we've spoken to him many times. He's heard the song, he's involved with it, and for us it's like it's a collaboration, really. We're really, really happy that he's been involved with us, and we're happy that he's still alive.
But is the documentary called Internal Landscapes?
No, it's not. I'm not sure of the name of the documentary, but it's by a guy called Kenneth Ring.
Myself going.
Say it again, please, because
and the guy's name who's telling the story is Joe. His name is Joe.
Joe. All right.
Joe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still alive, man. He's been through this near-death experience, and he's still alive to talk about it. And what an incredible story.
Тази история, която е в началото на песента Internal Landscapes, ето чувате. Какво е това всъщност? Част от някакъв филм ли? Вири каза, да, това е част от един филм, от документален филм от 1981. То много ни впечатли. Ние се свързахме с режисьора и всъщност също така се свързахме и с човекът, който казва тези думи. Той е все още жив. На 80 и няколко години живее в Штатите. Пратихме му парчето, така че в случая става дума наистина за едно по-скоро сътрудничество, а не песен, която просто вкарваме гласа на някакъв човек. As I said, you just had one show in Bulgaria so far, and it was amazing, not just because it was the first ever concert with some rock nuances within this hall, but the whole vibe was amazing. I heard from some of your bandmates that it has a very special place in your band history. Is it right? Or they were trying to be diplomatic?
It's one of the best gigs we've ever experienced. One of the best audiences we've ever had the pleasure to play to. And that's, we really mean that, seriously. It's we had no idea it was going to be so good. And wow, what can we say? It's just, it's such a pleasure to be given the opportunity to play in places like Bulgaria and to see all of these people. I want to meet a lot of people next time.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Next time we come over, I want to hang out a little bit.
That,
you know,
that can
possible.
Be done.
Дали
този концерт, който направихме на Анатема в зала България, както казахме през ноември 2010 година, наистина има специално място в историята на тяхната група, както са ни казвали, или е въпрос на дипломация? Той каза, не, това наистина е нещо невероятно. Това е концертът на Анатема, на който сме имали най-голяма възможност да се радваме. Не знаехме какво да очакваме. Наистина за нас е огромно удоволствие да ходим като места в България. Следващия път, когато дойдем в България, искам да се срещам с хора, да си говоря с тях, да бъде по-силно на ниво общуване и така нататък. I know that your brother JB is traveling, working with in that particular case 2 weeks ago, it was with Fate Warning.
Yeah.
Danny is going to do acoustic shows with Anneke, like in Switzerland in June. What are you doing? I mean, are you a lazy bastard enjoying Paris, or you do your own stuff?
I'm doing my own stuff too. I'm making my own music here at home. I'm actually collaborating on art exhibitions, and I'm making soundtracks for art installations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also writing my own music. It's completely different to Anathema. At the moment, there's no guitars in it at all. It's all kind of electronic.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be some real instruments on it later on. Also, I'm actually doing everything for the band, you know. So all the behind-the-scenes things, you know, the kind of... I kind of manage the band along with our manager, you know, so... Everybody else in the band has time to do whatever they like. I do not. I have to work.
Знаем, че JB Кавана, малкият брат, беше тук в София с Face Warning, беше китарен техник. Чухме за концертите, които другия брат Дари ще прави с Ареке Ван Хирсберген акустично. Така че през юли самия той какво прави? Мързеливо се отнася към света и се радва на живота в Париж, или какво? Той каза, аз правя собствени неща, правя собствена музика, правя звукове за арт изложби, за арт експозиции. Освен това правя своя собствена музика, която е съвсем различна от това, което е Анатема. Ето сега правим нови неща, в които няма китари, например, а от друга страна се грижа за всичките неща, свързани с Анатема. От гледна точка на бизнес, аз съм менеджер съвместно с нашия менеджер, така че другите имат право и време да правят каквото си искат. Аз обаче го нямам това време. Last question regarding the album is, I know that when you have albums like this one that you have, it's an album thing, and not so much song by song. So in terms of what song comes after the other is a very, very important thing. So basically, when and how did you choose the final track listing, which comes after which?
I think quite early on, really. We had 4 songs Lightning Song, Sunlight, Storm Before the Calm, The Gathering of the Clouds, those four songs always meant to go in sequence. So then we just had to find a beginning and an end.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as we had the song Internal Landscapes, we knew that was going to be the end track. And then it was very, very easy to piece the rest of it together. You know, it's very important to us. In this day and age, people are going to make their own playlists anyway. And that's fine, you know. That's okay. On your iPod, you can change the order if you like, you know, and people do that. But to us, it's we make this deliberate, you know. And I think we got it right this time, more so than before, because it's 55 minutes of music, but it actually feels like much less, you know, if you listen to it. It feels like 45.
Yeah, and the other thing is that when I first saw the track list, I was like, wow, why just 9 songs? But only after I realized that there are parts like this Internal Landscape thing that is over 8 minutes, almost 9.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And Storm Before the Calm, over 9 minutes.
Yeah.
The Lost Child, 7.5 minutes, something like that. So, yeah, there's a few long tracks, and I like that, you know. I like the more experimental side of the band. To do a song like "The Storm Before the Calm," which has multiple sections and different movements, I've always loved songs like that, and I love that song particularly.
Въпросът беше при албуми като този, който правите вие в момента, Anathema, е изключително важна подредбата на песните, защото говорим за цял албум. Кога го направихте? Вие ни каза още в самото начало, защото имахме 4 песни и оттам нататък почнахме да градим всичко. Когато направихме и последната песен Internal Landscape, знаехме, че тя ще бъде последна. Знам, че за много хора, всъщност това няма значение, защото те така или иначе ще сменят реда на песните, защото в своя iPod можеш да ги подмениш, но така или иначе за нас беше важно. Още повече, че от друга страна пък се получи дълъг албум, който е над 50 минути, а иначе ти звучи се едно е малко над 40-45. Има и доста дълги песни, парчета над 8 минути. What is very surprising is that it's been quite a long time when you actually stopped being a metal band. But
yeah,
you are still very well received within the metal community. And
yeah,
the metal community, I don't feel like offending anyone, but sometimes tends to be very stubborn and limited within, conceiving the music of bands. What is your explanation? I mean, because that's strange.
I think the idea that all metal fans are stubborn or closed-minded is just a stereotype. I don't think they are. I know when I was a metal fan, I would listen to the Beatles and everybody, you know. And I think a lot of people have diverse tastes. There are, of course, some people who listen to only metal, and they don't like Anathema anymore. They might like the first album, but they don't listen to anything else, you know. So it's, I don't know, I just think people are more diverse, really. I think they have all kinds of tastes. And I think, obviously, you know, the melancholy in our music still attracts people from that kind of darker music,
mm-hmm,
as well. So I guess, you know, it's a few different reasons.
Actually, I was not talking about regular fans. When I said that sometimes fans tend to be stubborn and shit, you kicked the ball back in my yard, saying, calling that I was limited and stupid, calling conceiving.
But basically,
it's my bad. I didn't ask you the right thing. I was thinking.
Some people do think, you know, some metal fans have this stereotype, you know, that they only like, you know, extreme metal, you know. They only want to listen to Manowar, and if it isn't Manowar, then it's shit. And I don't think that's true, you know. I think there's a lot of people who are into metal, and they're also into rock, and they're also into electronic music and all kinds of things. I mean, look at, you know, there's some really, really extreme electronic music, you know, I think is much heavier than metal, you know. When I listen to Square Pusher or Aphex Twin, I think it's far more extreme than anything by Deicide, you know.
But basically what I was it's my bad again. I really sincerely apologize. My idea was basically that people in media that are writing about music, they're still fans, I believe.
Yeah, you're right there. The media is a different story.
But still, you're well received by the metal media, especially in the UK.
So. I think so. I have to be happy with that. You know, I am of course happy with that. I don't know why. You know, I think it just comes down to people. People like different things. You know, I mean, I think of course when we started out as being a metal band, people are still interested. You know, well, we made a classical music album, Falling Deeper, and it was all orchestral. It was all classical music. And it was still reviewed in the metal and rock press. So I guess, you know, I don't know why that is. You know, they just follow the band, you know.
But well, we know that the British press, especially, is not like that. You need very much to respect in terms of what they did to many bands. But which means that you're lucky, and at the same time, you still are melancholic. Which is something to explain.
But there's a lot of, there's a lot of the kind of, you know, the latest trend following in the British music press, especially the mainstream music press. But, you know, I guess that's the same everywhere, you know, and especially the more Western European countries and in America especially as well. I don't follow things like that, you know, I'm not really interested in trends, you know, you know, I think some music becomes fashionable and then, you know, 1 year later it's gone, you know, and I think that's a very dangerous game to play if you're a musician, you know. I think really if you're a musician, the trick is to always play from your heart and write something that's yourself, something that is your own voice, that is your true voice. And I think it's very true in life anyway. You know, you can extend that to life, you know. We only get one life, and you must spend it living your life, not the life that somebody else wants you to live, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, I am in trouble. I am in trouble because I have to translate all this. I'm going to do it after. I'm going to do it after we finish our conversation. Two more questions. One comes from one of our listeners, a big Anathema fan, live on our forum. The other is, please tell us, who is the lost child?
Well, I don't know if I should say.
Okay, don't.
I don't know, but yeah.
Ще ви преведа всичко това, което си говорихме допреди малко за шанса на Анатева. Ще говорим след като приключим този разговор. Междувременно имаме още два въпроса. Единия на Аморфин в нашия уебсайт. Другият дойде от мен. Кое е изгубеното дете? Тази песен се казва The Lost Child. Не знам дали трябва да кажа. Ми добре, не дай тогава. Това дете все още е тук. And the question from... I'm going to translate literally from Bulgarian to English from Amorphine said, I want to ask Vidi, if possible, how you guys can keep this such positive climate between all of you, and the progress in Anathema never stops. And what can we expect after weather systems, having in mind the fact that people already, some people are ready to put this new album next to some Pink Floyd classics? Wow. Is it flattering?
It's extremely flattering and very humbling. It's I guess why do we do it? We have to, you know. Our creativity has never been stronger, but also the bond between the people is really where it all comes from. You know, this is a family. This is the Kavanaghs and Douglases are one family, really, and we have to do this. It's one of those things that we can't switch it off, you know. We just can't stop it, you know. And it's all connected to improving. Everything we want to do is just for ourselves, and we want to get better, and we want to create new and better music for ourselves, you know. And we can't stop it. It's every single day. Every day, I'm doing it every day. I'm on my home studio at home. I'm making music every day. So is Danny. So is John. And we can't stop. Okay. You can't.
Okay, so I'm wasting your time then, now. Това е въпросът на Аморфин в нашия сайт. Искам да попитам Вини, ако е възможно, как успяват да поддържат толкова ведър климат помежду си, че прогресът в анатема никога не спира и какво да очакваме след Weather Systems, при положение, че някои хора вече слагат новата им тава до класики като Флойд. Вау, каза Вири, това ласкарите, да, изключително много. Работата е там, че ние няма как да се спрем. Ние сме едно семейство, Кавара и Дъглас, и работим всеки ден. Връзката между хората е изключителна. Искаме всеки ден да правим по-добра музика. Аз работя всеки ден в моето студио. Същото правят и другите хора, и Джон, и Дари, и така нататък. Значи аз ти губя времето. Той каза, не, не, всичко е наред. Alright, thank you very much for being with us once again. The album is spectacular, I would say.
Thank you, Vasil.
And hold on the line.
I look forward to coming back to Bulgaria.